This sermon is by the Reverend J. Christie Ramsey, pastor of Goodyear Heights Presbyterian Church in Akron, Ohio, recorded at the church's classic worship service held Sunday mornings at 9. May you be blessed to be a blessing.
I'm Lynn. I came to church because of my friend, not because of God. I made other friends there, but never was a friend of God. But instead of rejecting and judging me, the people loved me and welcomed me, saying that this is what God did when he loved the whole world, even though they, the world, did not love him or know him. He loved the whole world and still came to himself to save it, not to condemn it. Well, thanks to God's Spirit working through these church folks, I found God incarnate in their love as well as in Jesus Christ. And now I'm a Christian and welcoming others as I was loved into God. And there's Cindy's story. I gave up. From a church lady to lost soul. I was so far removed from anything church and faith and religious, I would have to make a huge effort just to be a heathen. Church seemed to be a fight in the world instead of a light. I had been there, done that church thing. And I knew that church people were well behind the times, stuck in a world gone by that had vanished like the morning fog. Then my comfortable world crashed. Health insurance is fine at work until you lose your job for being sick. Insurance goes away with the job, but the illness remains. Now other things go. Friends. Neighbors are disappeared when you're forced to move from a house you can no longer afford. And associates who do no longer want to talk to you because they're afraid that either the sickness or even worse, unemployment is catching. And they don't want to get poverty from you. I found that when the world leaves, God arrives. Or maybe it was that when the world moved away from me, it was then that I could see God was there all the time. My job, the social world, the entertainment, the making and spending of money, the big house, all gone. And they got out of my way. And now I see God, that all those things were covering up. And I didn't find new friends like I had before. I'd be lying if I said I did. For these people that I found at Goodyear Heights were not friends, but part of my tribe. We were united on our common quest to be God's people. They counted me as one of them. They welcomed me into their tribe and said we would get this through this together. I lost my home, and I found God's home here. And finally, Debbie. I lived for drugs, and drugs gladly took my life. One night, police almost took me away. They took everyone else away in the house. They were gone to prison for years and decades. They didn't find me. I was huddled up in a little dark corner in a closet, and you know what, even darker place was my soul. And it was there, in the flashing lights of red and blue, and of sirens, and of screams, and of loud bumps in the dark, that I looked at my worthless self and realized that it had taken everything away. My money, my savings, my marriage was drowned and washed away by a flood of booze, and I had opened the gates. I was no good to anyone, not myself. I gave up the booze, but the devastation of the flood remained. There was no friends, there was no marriage, there was no house, there was no job, there was no feeling of self-worth. Except here, among these people at Goodyear Heights. They not only let me in, they let me sing. Me singing and praying for myself and for others. And they let me help others where before I couldn't help myself. It's true that God doesn't make junk, but I was almost thrown away until God's people at Goodyear Heights recycled me. Listen to these stories of God coming into the world.